Hello, Nika.
Hi, hello.
We are together to talk about the new edition of the metal festival Metal Days in Slovenia. It will be this summer in the city of Tolmin from the 21 to the 27 of July. What is the big news for this new edition of Metal Days?
Big news? I don't know. The festival will take... we will have, again, an amazing set of lineup, great bands. We will, of course, have a concept of music holidays where people can come and enjoy the whole week of great holidays joined by great music. Hopefully, we will have nice weather. Yeah, that's basically it. Come and see us live.
There is, of course, the lineup. We will start with that. Is the lineup complete now, or have you got some other bands to announce?
There will be another announcement this Friday, and then we are completed with the lineup.
Okay, so I won't tell the name of every band, but we can say that there will be Architect, Arch Enemy, Demon and Wizard, Dimmu Borgir, Dream Theater, Finn Troll, Molly Baron, there is Hypocrisy, Neurosis, Rise of the North Star, Tarja, Soulwork, and a lot of more bands. We can have the full lineup on metaldays.net. How many bands for the full lineup?
All together, I think it will be 134 bands, if I'm not mistaken.
And for the 1st of April, you put on your Facebook page a short word of Tarja. Is it important to have the support of the band who come to see you?
It works both ways. For the artist, it is of course important to get in touch with the audience and invite them to our show. They like it here and we have really good experience, so yes.
Always the same recipe, if I can say that, for Metal Days, because there is the band and of course the show, and there is all what is around the show. I mean, we can sleep, of course, at the camping. We can make sports. We can see on the after movie that we can do rafting or yoga or a lot of funny things. Have you got some new activities for this edition of 2019?
There are still negotiations taking place. There could be a lot of There could be some little surprises for our visitors. But generally, we will stick to the same concept as you have mentioned now. Basically, we would like our festival visitors to get the whole experience. Of course, at the end, we are a music festival, but still, we would like the visitors to come for the whole week to experience the festival, to enjoy the festival, to enjoy the surrounding area, to do, as you said, mention yoga. We are basically taking care of everything so that you can get your breakfast at the festival area, enjoy swimming, yoga, eat your lunch, and then enjoy the music and chill out at the end before you go to sleep in the silence or the chill out area. So everything is being taken care of for a week of amazing holidays.
At what time do the music start?
The music ends, I mean, the day ends with our second stage at approximately a little bit earlier than 2 o'clock. I think it's between 1:30 and 2 o'clock, depending on the situation.
Okay, so you can sleep, make some sport,
yes,
go to see the shows, and do it for 5 days.
Yes, I think you will not miss anything if you come to have holidays. I think everything is being taken care of. You have showers, you have toilets, you have... Well, everything is basically there.
You do everything for the people who come to the festival to travel lightly, because you've got some special biodegradable tent?
Yes, this comes out of our green initiative for the festival, which is something that actually we are very proud of, because the festival received a 3rd year in a row a Greener Festival Award for our sustainability and ecology notions. Yes, you can actually book yourself in advance a car tent, which is basically a cardboard tent. They are produced in Holland, and they are upcycled at the end. So that means no trash at all. You can book it in advance, come there, the tent will be already waiting for you, and you depart without any garbage left at the festival area.
A news you put on your website some days ago, there will be some electric generator at the festival this year.
This year will be the first year where we will completely ban fossil fuel generators for various reasons. Of course, there is pollution. Of course, there is a lot of noise. But mostly, I don't know if you know it, we are having silent hours in our camping between 3 a.m. and 8 in the morning, if I'm not mistaken, where the camp is supposed to be completely silent. Generators are not helping this. Since we know that some people need electricity, like for storing the medicine or whatsoever, we will be offering, like in a regular camp facility, some electricity plugins for those that need it. You will be able to purchase this in advance. You only need to bring your own power cable. You can just insert it then into our electricity. The other alternative would be solar power generators.
Is there any tickets left? Because some days ago you put a news, only 20,000 tickets on sale. How many left now?
Oh, they are selling really, really fast. I think we will be coming down to 1,000 number at this very moment. It's really going very fast this year. So if anybody would like to purchase it, please do so quickly, because we will not do any additional selling. When we hit the 12,000 number, we are done.
It's important, as you told us last year, to keep maximum capacity, and it's
yes,
not to have too many people there to be in a good condition for the show and for all the stuff that we can do around the camping and the activity of the festival?
Yes, this stays the same. We will never grow in size. This is the limit over our venue capacity. And that's basically it. We are selling the limited amount of tickets. As I said, once we reach this limit, we are not selling any more tickets.
Is there something that you would like to say about the early arrival? Because people can come a couple of days before. Is there something that people must do or must see when they go to Tolmin?
Well, in Tolmin, basically, I'm not... Well, you can, if you are into mountains and mountaineering and some nature walking, there is quite some stuff to do, as you said, rafting, paragliding, and so on. But you can also do not have to come to the festival here. We have a lot of guests that actually want to visit Slovenia in advance, so they come a couple of days earlier, or they leave a couple of days, stay in Slovenia after the festival a couple of days more, and they would like to visit, for example, Ljubljana, our capital city, or Postojna with Postojna caves and so on. There is quite a lot of beautiful things to see. Slovenia is a very nice country. People are friendly, so this would be my invitation for those that would like to come a bit earlier, maybe to prolong their holidays into some sightseeing around Slovenia.
Is there a band that you really expect to see for this new metal days for this year?
For this year? Oh, there are quite a lot of bands. I will try my best to see a lot of them. I'm looking forward to see Phil Anselmo. I saw some live footage. It was quite a decent performance. Animals as Leaders, Architects, and some smaller bands I'm quite fond of. So looking forward to this year anyway.
Is there some bands that we will see this year that were on a previous edition of Metal Days?
Yeah, Alien Weaponry. They were there last year, and they were really, really good. So we put them on main stage this year.
Do you think they come back for the crowd, for the countryside, or for the organization?
I think for a little bit of everything, because I spoke to them last year and they really loved it. Last year they were really small high school band from down under. They're from Australia, or New Zealand, sorry, New Zealand, sorry. They're from New Zealand. They were really fond of the whole experience, and I'm sure they will enjoy it this year as well.
And did you talk with some people who come to the festival, and did you find some people who come every year to Metal Days?
Yes, a lot of them. We have quite high percentage of recurring guests. This is also something that gives us a feeling that we are doing good. They want to come back every year.
We talk about Metal Days, but there is a lot of other things that you work on. There is the Winter Days of Metal. It will be at the end of the year. There is also the Punk Rock Holidays at the beginning of August in the same place. For Punk Rock Holidays, is it the same organization? I mean sports and concert at Tolmin too?
The type of the festival is the same. There is different company that's organizing it, but the concept is pretty much similar. Location is the same. Surrounding is also beautiful. There is a good lineup. And you can enjoy, again, festival camping with all the additional activities for the festival.
Just to give some names for the Punk Rock Holiday, we can see NoFX, Descendants, Pennywise, Sick of It All, Teenage Bottle Rocket, Booze and Glory, and a lot of more. And for Winter Days of Metal, it's when we can practice sports in snow and have metal bands at the end of the day.
Yes, yes, exactly. We have the same concept for this year. We don't have the lineup yet, but the concept is the same. We are offering, again, packages for our guests where you can, as you mentioned, go skiing, or you can select a spa package where you can enjoy swimming pools with sauna and jacuzzi and stuff. And you can book yourself also accommodation in advance. You can book yourself a hotel room or apartment or room, whatever you prefer, and then enjoy the concerts in the evening.
We will check for Winter Days later. Mm-hmm. And for now, the more important, if I can say so, it's for Metal Days. So you said a couple of tickets left, so people must hurry to go to Slovenia to enjoy music and the country.
Yes, indeed.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, no, I would just like to invite everybody to come and see us in Tolmin. If we manage to come to Paris by car yesterday, you can come to Slovenia too. It should not be an excuse. We are not far, so come and see us this summer.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
Thank you, bye-bye.